I'm Thomas Chabot, and you're listening to the Sense Call-Ups. From Studio 65 in the nation's capital, where Sens fans are more disillusioned than a kid finding toothbrushes in his bag on Halloween, welcome to Season 6, Episode 8 of the Sens Call-Ups for Wednesday, January 25th, 2018. I'm Cardinal, Canuck and Panner here as well. Right now, Sens fans are split between Tank Army and Keep Trying, but what's really frustrating has been basically the lack of entertainment in the never mind the outcomes of the game, it's just a plain old lack of entertainment.
Yeah.
It's been a while since we've been here. But you know, at least one thing has been consistent, other than the Senators not playing well. It's still cold.
Oh, no, that's not even consistent. It was like plus five a couple days ago.
I know. I was trying to snowmobile and we were overheating the sliders. There's no snow on the trail. Well, there's enough snow on the trails to cover the ground, but there's no powdered snow. So as you snowmobile along, you're suddenly like, uh-oh. Pull over, kick snow in the sliders. Fill the tread with snow, sit for a few minutes, and then away you go.
So how are we doing? I know we had a bad December there. It was a little rough before Christmas, but we came back, and you know, I haven't really been paying too much attention, so we must, things must be good. We're right in the playoff race, right?
Okay, Steely. Yeah. We do apologize. We actually planned to be here just after New Year's, and then it was a combination of sickness, travel, sickness, travel.
Back to back.
And, yeah, it's a back to back.
It's a back to back, you know, and then there was that Sweden road trip. And
yeah. And here we are at the end of January rather than the beginning of January. So we do apologize. Yeah,
I had the flu.
That's a nasty one.
It was really bad.
It knocks people for six, to be certain.
Yeah. I missed 2 days of work. I never miss work, and I missed two straight days, which is kind of nice. Get like 5 days off, 2 days on, 2 days off. That's kind of nice. But I was so congested that it felt like when I was concussed in high school.
Ooh.
And my fever was so high that I was just lethargic.
Were you not delusional, but like a little spacey from it?
Yeah. So just with my thoughts, I'm like, okay, well, tomorrow I've got to go and do this, and then I have to get the toaster. And it's like,
what?
It's like, this makes no sense.
That's a random synapse.
And my head
hurt
so bad, and it was just brutal, that I took one of those big Ziploc bags, filled it with ice, and just put it on my head.
Okay, I was worried you were going to say you put it over your head. It's not that bad.
It's not a toy. It says so on the bag. So, yeah, so I apologize to that because that would have cut 3 game summaries out of this.
Oh, well, we're going to have a bunch of game summaries. Some of them will be quick. Some of them won't. But some quick housekeeping before I done. Any other comments about what's gone on this while?
No, it's been busy.
I managed to get up to the cottage just before New Year's. And then I was up there this past weekend again. And got some ice fishing in because there's lots of ice. Lord knows there's lots of ice on the lakes and rivers.
Yep. Did you forget to put the fish in?
No, the fish are already there. There's underneath it. Yeah, 16 inches of ice. So we had, this past weekend, we had 6 sleds, 2 side-by-sides, and a pickup truck.
Wow.
It was a good party out on the ice. We were out there for a bit. Oh, yeah. But we also have the hut. And it was mild.
Yeah, it was a really nice weekend.
But inside the hut, it was 23 degrees. It was very comfortable.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, nice little wood stove. Keeps us very cozy. Yeah. I didn't catch anything. I had 2 nibbles, but I was too busy talking when I was getting the nibbles. I wasn't paying attention, so I didn't land one. There were a couple of pikes landed, though. So.
Oh, that's good.
We had a big old fish fry of pike, bass, and trout. But we didn't do pickerel, so I brought the pickerel home with me. I said, somebody, here, have 3 pounds of pickerel. Which is a white fish, which is very, very flavorful. It's a treat. So Thank you, David. That was great.
You learn a lot doing this podcast, or listening
exactly.
to this podcast.
All about, and it was all filleted. It was great. Ultimate thing. Before we start, a couple of quick housekeeping notes. Podcast at sensecollapse.com is the email address. The forums and game threads and everything everything else are at sensecollapse.com. The Waiver Wire, sponsored by Versature, is 1-844-SCU-6565. A big thank you to Andrew for a donation, which we got a couple of weeks ago, and we haven't been around to thank. So a belated but heartfelt thank you very much for that. And just before we start, tonight's podcast is brought to you by Boreal's IPA du Nord-Est, which we started with, which kind of killed all our taste buds because it's a rather powerfully hoppy citrus beer. And it's also brought to you by Whistler Brewing Company. Thank you, Canuck. This grapefruit ale sounds interesting. I'll get to it in just a moment.
It's interesting.
That was a really nice donation.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Very generous.
Glad that we took a month friggin' off. Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Thanks for the cash. Okay, bye.
It wasn't intentional. We do try to get together more regularly than we do. It just doesn't seem to work out too well these days. So we are trying.
Yeah, I just don't think this podcast needs to move downtown. There's no need for that.
Yeah. Oh, well, I wouldn't mind because that's where I live.
We had a bye week in there, too.
Oh, yeah, we had a bye week. So we all went south. Kind of like the season.
We're just too rested up.
Yeah, no more rest. We'll talk about that. Too rested up. All right, let's go.
Start the tank!
All right, we have a lot of games to summarize.
And that actually worked really friggin' well.
That was awesome. I didn't know that was about to happen.
Can you play it again, Lee?
Again?
Yeah. That would actually work great as a goal song.
For yep. when the other team scores?
No, even that, like if you do flames and stuff on graphics?
Could do.
That'd be great for Calgary, to be honest with you.
Yeah, true enough.
Seth Rollins, WWE.
Oh, is that what that's from?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I love how you send me a clip of, I think it was a YouTube video of the song, and like, that's amazing. Then you send me
Finn Balor.
And then you send me the clip of
the actual wrestling thing. You're like, I'm out.
Did you tap out?
I tapped out. Yeah! Oh, let's get it here. Where is it?
Yeah!
A little rusty.
Could be worse. Right. Games. Giver. I have comments, a few, but I'll just sort of throw them in.
Don't have the dates, whatever. This is going to be real fast because there are 11 of them. Blue Jackets at Sens 5-4 win. Neat.
What?
I don't remember that game at all.
I don't remember it either, but that's quite a while ago.
Next game, Bruins at Sens. I think this was a Saturday. I went with my buddy, his two kids, and his father-in-law, who is a Bruins fan.
Oh, the beatdown.
5-4 loss. I also had friends in town from university.
Ah.
So I was...
Is that the one you left early?
Yeah. So I left early. One, because I wanted to see my friends from university. Two, I refused to have my friend's father-in-law actually witness a Bruins win.
Oh, so he had to leave with
him. He had to leave with us. So I pulled him out, went to the casino with my buddies. This is what we used to do during school, and legitimately during school. I'd skip all the time. Go to the casino.
Okay.
So there's... Four of us were working as a team, so we just bring all our money together. Went to the $5 slots. They made me sit because they were already there. So I sit, we pool money together, put $10 in, so two credits of five. Spin it, $500.
Nice.
Whoa.
Ow!
You might want to move that out of the way for your gesticulating.
So I pulled a Eugene and recouped my losses. That was a highlight of that game.
All right.
I would never leave early.
Well, you don't.
I don't.
Didn't they come back like it was...
No, this is 5-0.
Yeah, it was 5-0. And then what was the final?
Loss. That's it.
Oh, I thought you said 5-4.
You did say 5-4.
Oh, did I? No,
yeah.
5-0.
I remember being a beatdown. Yeah.
Nope.
I had nothing.
Horrible.
But you see, the people who left that Vikings game.
No, Seattle too.
No, the Vikings game on the last play of the conference semifinal. The people who left early.
The rig game.
The miracle in Minnesota.
Well, I mean, really, you look at it, it looks a little staged, doesn't it?
No.
No.
Moving on.
Anyway.
Back to hockey.
Next game. Sens at Detroit, 2-1 overtime loss.
Yes.
You probably have notes on this one.
I have one.
Okay, go.
I have one. This was the best penalty kill ever seen on television.
And I actually saw it.
This was the penalty.
Amazing.
This was the Sens were on the penalty kill, and the Detroit took a penalty, so a delayed penalty call.
The
and
Detroit,
Ottawa,
yep.
Ottawa just tipped the puck and said, "Thank you. We're going to skate it around for 95 seconds. Keep the puck. Keep the puck. Keep the puck. Kill off the penalty so that we have a power play that's more than 15 seconds long."
Genius.
Oh, brilliant!
Guess who started that one?
I'm guessing Mark Stone, maybe.
Mike Hoffman.
Ah.
And then on the power play, they.
The bed!
Imagine what a rally point that would have been if they had done that and then scored on the power play.
It was brilliant.
It was beautiful.
It's like, all right, we got this. Good. And granted, if Detroit didn't like that, you guys need to force the play.
You should have gone to get the puck.
It's even man.
And they didn't. Like,
yeah.
They never went inside the Ottawa zone after it. They were just waiting for Ottawa to come out. And Ottawa
said, it was 5-on-4. Anderson comes out, so it's 5-on-5. Now, because this was, of course, a Sportsnet broadcast, what I think it was Darren Millard just said, like, you know what? I was just waiting for them to hit the puck back into their own empty net.
Of course.
And then I think it was Doug McLean said, like, thanks, you know what? If I was one of the Detroit guys, I'd just run them over. Like, great. So go down 5-on-3, you dummy. That's why you don't work in the league anymore.
Well, they're just trying to channel their inner Glenn Healy.
they're
so bad.
But like if the Leafs did that, Mike Babcock's a brilliant coach. Like, nothing had to do with coaching on this.
No, that was the players making that decision. That's not a coach telling them to do it.
Yeah.
No, it's not. Anyway, yeah.
It's just like too many men isn't the coach's fault. Next.
Sharks.
Oh, no, sorry. Oh. So that was that cool play, which was great and really the highlight of the game. Overtime starts, six seconds in, boom. Goal.
Oh,
it's over.
Yeah.
That was bad.
That was brutal.
No, Erik Karlsson's never prepared. Blah, blah, blah. Erik Karlsson just doesn't try. He just lets two guys get past him.
Yeah.
While Hoffman and Pageau just let it happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks, Sportsnet.
Erik Karlsson, blah, he's terrible.
Thanks, Sportsnet.
No, that was everywhere. That was everywhere.
Whatever.
Next game.
That's what I like about this. Sharks at Sens, 6-5 OT win.
And what happened in this OT?
7 seconds goal, Matt Duchene.
Almost the same play.
Matt Duchene and Mike Hoffman. It was the two of them going, it's the exact same play. Brent Burns. He's never prepared to start the period.
Oh, no, it was just Ottawa executed a trick play. It wasn't. Brent Burns wasn't prepared. It was just Ottawa executing.
Oh, yeah, sir.
Clearly. There was also an amazing third period in that game, which I didn't write down all of what happened in the third. I think that was the three goals to come back to tie game. I'm not certain.
I believe you're right.
Yeah, I think so.
This is like the three-move checkmate thing you do when you're playing chess. You know, it works once in a while.
I've never pulled that off. Tried.
But you know what I mean, right?
Yeah. I'm a terrible chess player. I admit this.
So, next game?
Next game.
Lightning at Sens, 6-3 win.
This was game.
What?
This was
game. What?
This was game number 300 for Hoffman, 500 for Zach Smith, and 700 for Bobby Ryan.
Great, trade him.
And Colin White was up as Thompson was out.
We beat the best of the East.
And I actually
and have the Sharks right before that.
I actually even have a scoring summary for this game.
Turn that tag around.
you got this.
In this game, Duchene. Oops, sorry. In this game, Stone steals the puck and sets up Dzingel for the first goal on the first shot of the game.
Run, Dzingel.
Yeah. Steal by Stone, shot by Dzingel, goal by Dzingel. Matt Duchene scored 61 seconds later. It was a on the second shot on goal. So two shots on goal on the best team in the league at the time. Two goals.
What's a goalie's name again? Vasilevsky.
Vasilevsky,
yeah. And he was playing out of this
world. He's out of his mind.
World.
Yeah.
Like a 0.83 goals against in his previous 10 games or something like that.
Made him look like Vaseline.
Yeah. And then Erik Karlsson feeds Zach Smith for the third goal of the game with 2 minutes left in the first. 3-0 after one. Well, what's going on? Then the second.
All right, we got him.
Start the car. Yeah.
Then the second period happens. And the second period happens, which was three goals by the Lightning in the second period. In the third period. In the third period, the Senators don't have a shot on goal for the first 8 minutes of the period. Not a shot on goal.
Of course not.
And my note was also the refs have lost control of this game because things were just getting out of... Like, I remember watching this game going, this is getting out of control. There were dirty plays going on left and right. It was not good. Then Mark Stone scores. Jean-Gabriel Pageau scores on a tip on a shot from Erik Karlsson. Dzingel scores again. And the Senators end up with 11 shots on goal in the period after zero in the first. So basically, the Senators restoked the boiler for the third period rather like they did with against the Sharks. It was suddenly, oh, look, third period, let's score. And they did. For the second game in a row, they got three.
Amazing. That was, yeah, 3-3-3.
Indeed.
Next game. So, all right. So we beat the Sharks. We beat the Lightning. We're in a little bit of a roll here. Blackhawks at Sens. 8-3 loss.
Beat down.
Now, the goalie wants to, the goalie should be keeping in the game. It's 3-0 Chicago. I was like, you know what? Pull Andy. He was not looking good. As I'm saying this, 4-0 Chicago.
Oops.
Then Andy goes. Mike Condon comes in. Honestly, this, and I tweeted about this, I think from my account. Yesterday. You guys don't really golf often, if ever, right?
Oh, no. I have my own set of clubs.
Okay. Yeah. Why don't we ever go? It's been half a decade.
I have my own set of clubs.
Mine are fitted, too.
I might need to be there, too.
But mine are left-handed, so.
Oh, okay.
I'm a left-handed golfie.
Yeah.
Are you a lefty?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Anyway. Ever played with another one? Ever played golf with another left-handed golfer?
It's a little private. I don't think so.
All right, I've actually played in a left-handed foursome.
Wow.
We had somebody actually stop and take a picture of us because they were going, oh, you guys are lefties. Yeah. Never seen that before. So they took our picture.
Yeah.
Just for fun.
You had a left-handed foursome?
Yeah. All four of us were lefties.
All right.
I think you still have a voucher from your wedding too, right?
Not sure if I lost that or not. Like, is it? Like, and I don't mean like lost physically lost, as in like it never.
Or it expires at the season.
Yeah. Like,
oh. Should negotiate that. Anyway,
yeah, it was a rain fest last
year. But anyways,
yeah. A swamp fest.
So you know when you go golfing with the foursome, and one guy's just dogging it, like just having a terrible game.
Yep.
And that game rubs off on you.
Yep.
The 2017-18 Ottawa Senators goaltending. Because Anderson led in four. Mike Connick comes in. Goal against. Like, both of them have just been so bad.
It's like there's a storm cloud over them.
Well,
that's honestly, that's what it felt like. It's like, this is what's going on.
There was
so neither one of them were prepared. It looked like neither one of them wanted to start against the Leafs, which was the next game.
And how'd that go?
I don't know if Cardinal had something else to...
No, I was actually just talking about goalie... Micah McCurdy on Twitter had an interesting little graphic about goalies, about goalie results.
I don't understand his graphics.
This one?
What is that?
It's too much.
It's basically every single goalie, and it's... Okay.
And you know, it's confetti that's thrown against the wall.
Basically, it's a curve put backwards. So basically, if you look at their save percentages, you know, here's the top, and then they get... There's a lot of them in this section than the bottom.
I just want to make sure that you understand that you're explaining a graph on this podcast.
Yes, I'm not explaining a spreadsheet, but I'm just showing it to you. And Anderson, and what I found interesting was Anderson and Anderson were basically are equal.
Ian and Owen? Anderson and Anderson or Anderson and Condon?
No, Anderson and Anderson, as in Craig Anderson and Frederick. And
Freddie Anderson's save percentage was through the roof before.
Not now.
Not now? I know they've slid.
They've slid.
Which we'll speak of. Which,
but it's an interesting that, okay, if those two are playing the same, it must be the team in front of them that's making a difference, at least at the moment. That's all I'm saying. And Condon isn't.
Well, when you look at the goals against, though, well, I haven't watched Leafs games. When you see a lot of these goals against, it's like goalie error.
Well, there's been quite a few of those, but there's also been the goalies expecting a player in front of them to, okay, I made the save, get the rebound out of here, and they're not.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a problem.
But anyway. And we knew that the Leafs weren't going to have a good defense.
No, they don't, for sure. All right, moving on. I don't have any more game stuff, so.
Okay, cool. So next game, and I think this was a back-to-back. I can't remember. Sens at Leafs. Whatever you do, just beat the Leafs.
I don't know. I'm
just beat the Leafs.
I kind of feel like that's the only way the GM, or sorry, the owner pays attention.
I agree with that.
Although the problem is
You're right. I'm terrified of when the owner pays attention.
You're right. Good point.
We did beat the Leafs that game, did we not?
4-3 win.
So I thought.
The Boucher boys come out.
Really?
Gabriel Dumont scored his one and only goal as an Ottawa Senator.
Oh, sorry. Yep.
And Tom Pyatt, who was on with Matt Duchene for some reason, I think it was the last line change, went out on the breakaway 4-3 win.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I remember that one.
It's exactly what I wanted.
Oh.
Uh-oh. That's, I was having that issue too.
Well, that one's yours now.
It was one.
We're having a slight beer foam over problem. What flavor is that?
So that was a fun game. Same one as that, I think.
Is that another grapefruit?
Nope.
Oh, the honey lager. All right. There.
Fine.
Clean up your own mess.
Stuck in this corner.
You're 40 for crazy.
Mom!
All right. So after this game, they had their break. They very much deserved it.
They deserved that break.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Thomas Chabot got the week off because Bobby Ryan was hurt. And you have to keep... I don't know.
What?
That doesn't make any sense.
Because Bobby Ryan was injured, and I guess they put him on 7-8 or 5-day injured reserve or whatever.
Oh,
you need Chabot. 20 healthy players on your roster.
So he gets to get the week off rather than being sent down. Okay, now correct. I'm seeing where you're going with that.
Which is exactly what he needs for his development.
Well, everybody wants to see him up here. They don't want him to be playing in Binghamton or in Belleville.
I'd rather not see him play at all.
Oh.
Right? Because he had the week off now.
Mm-hmm. Hey, everybody wants him to be up here. I'm still not agreeing with it. That's just me.
I'm not agreeing with it. Well, because of the way the team's playing. He's not been their worst, that's for sure.
No, we'll talk about that.
Anyway, so the next game, they had an extra day off because rest is a weapon. Almost got you.
That, I actually misheard you for a second. I heard the refs are a weapon. I'm like, oh, what? No. Oh, yeah, well, I could see that one too.
It's like we're shooting ourselves in the foot.
It just keeps coming.
Stop. So Pierre Dorion before the next game? Come on.
Man, it's hard to get him
that's
to do.
That's the sound of Colonel's head against the table.
I give up.
Jesus Christ. You gotta take that away from you. So Pierre Dorion meets the press.
Yeah, this is gonna go well.
State of the Union.
Which one was this one?
If we
and
went,
he said nothing.
Oh, yeah.
He actually said a lot. I went because I know people were complaining about it, so I just listened to it first. That makes sense. Except, if we win tonight, Thomas Chabot will probably get his housing letter. That was the one thing that I really took away from it.
Oh, I didn't.
But this
that.
Was, we have a plan. We have many plans. I was fine with it. So essentially it's, we have, when you break down whatever, and he said it quite well too, We need to go 25-8-7 in order to make the playoffs.
Yeah. 25-8-7.
And they already have, they've mapped out their strategies based on regards to what the results of the team are.
This was after the scouting meeting?
Yeah, because they had, well, the players have the week off, so they just all got together.
Okay, I thought they were happening at the same time, but my sense of time is...
Yeah, so because they don't have any games or anything to do, so they just got together
and
organized. I mean, great, so you have a strategy. Obviously, you're not going to tell the public what the strategy is.
Thank you.
Totally fine. Was this one that he ended up saying? Yeah, our number one priority is to sign Erik Karlsson. We want him to be a senator for a lifetime, but hey, Wayne Gretzky was traded. This is like...
It's the truth.
Okay.
Okay, here. No, let me do it. Let me do it.
I got it.
This is like the CEO of a bank saying, our year-end report results have been great. We made $2 billion a quarter. But, you know, this could all go to hell if we go into a recession. Is there any indication of a recession happening? What's going to happen at some point? It's like, that's going to hurt your share price.
Or how about this?
Because it's all about consumer confidence, and this is not consumer confidence. You go now.
This is taken from Twitter handle Sensei. Dorian's family. Drive safely! Pierre Dorian. My first priority is to get to work in one piece, but keep in mind, if James Dean can be killed in a car crash, so can anybody.
I love that one. That's a great tweet. It's like, and that's exactly what they're doing.
It's like, don't forget to change those batteries in your smoke detectors. And hey, here's a bag of marshmallows and a stick, just in case.
That one's pretty good. I like that one.
So anyways, overall, I don't have an issue with anything that was said, except for they need to tighten up in their communication skills. But everyone's over their heads in this organization anyway, especially with how things are going. So, game day.
So, we have to go 25-8-7?
25-8-7.
All right, so how are we doing?
Blues at Sens. 4-1 loss. I don't know why I won.
Loss, eh? Okay.
We definitely lost that.
Okay.
So, don't remember much about that.
Don't care to.
And apparently it's just terrible. So,
that was the first.
What was it? That's first game back. So, what was it that Pierre Dorion said about what would need to happen for Thomas Chabot to get his housing letter?
Next win.
No, if we win tonight.
Okay.
So, next day, Thomas Chabot gets his housing letter. There are zero negative. Like, there's no negative reinforcement on this team.
Or maybe they realize that they need to keep him up.
Why? Freddie Gleason was sitting.
No.
But you can just hold it back a day. If we win one, then you get your housing letter. You had a terrible game. You're not going to get benched or scratched. I don't understand.
Anyway, one loss.
We're okay. Leafs at Sens, and this was unacceptable. 4-3 loss.
Which one was that?
At home.
We blew the lead.
Thank God I sold those tickets.
That was just this past weekend, wasn't it?
Yeah. We're almost done, amazingly.
Yeah, we're leading. Was with a 3-1 lead going into the third period, no less.
Yep.
0-2.
0-2. And I don't even know who got hurt in this one. I think, what's his nuts? Oduya's out.
Isn't that the game that Stone got hurt in?
Nope.
Yes.
Was it?
Oh. Stone got hurt and came back and then hurt and then...
Yeah. I think so.
I think so.
Okay.
It's just a melange of L's right now.
Okay. Next game.
Next game. Sens at Wild, 3-1 loss.
Oh.
I don't remember that. I don't think that was bad. Sens at Blues.
They were down early, let's just say.
Yeah, about 48 seconds into the game, I seem to recall. Yeah,
that's because Erik Karlsson wasn't ready to play.
0-3, huh? Okay, what next game?
Sens at Blues, 3-0 loss. That's either the 7th or 8th time the Sens have been shut out this year.
So we now have to go...
Which is 15% of the season.
We had to go 25... 8.
4. So now you have to go 25-4-7.
like those odds.
No. And watch these idiots do it.
I gotta admit, I'm at the point now where I'm not sad when they lose. I'm looking at the standings. They're third from the bottom. It's like, wow, can we just stop the season right now? Because they're not going to make the playoffs. So we might as well take this high draft pick. But there's 38 games to go? Or
36, I think.
You know what's going to happen is they are going to catch wind at some point, and they're going to play themselves up to about 8 or 9. Probably somebody will win a lottery move ahead of them and drop them
out to 11.
Push them out.
So it's all for naught. Yeah.
Well, then we just give that draft pick away, or do you keep
we
it?
Have no choice.
We have no choice.
Top 10 protected.
Oh, top 10 protected. All right. Well, top 10, so it'd have to push us to 11th.
Yeah, so if one team wins the...
I see.
If we're I just mean, right okay. now we have a top 3 pick.
Yes.
No, we have, a top 6 pick
guarantee. Yeah, we don't have
top a top 6 guarantee. We're, you know, yeah, you're right. We're the third
But
last.
Hey, don't worry, we play Buffalo at least like 4 more times, I
those,
think.
We gotta watch
those. Are
those.
Must-lose games.
Let's talk about them.
When the stoppable force meets the movable object.
Robin Leonard meets what?
The stoppable force meets the moving object.
Exactly. Well,
which one crumbles first?
Which one crumbles first, or which one gets out of the way faster? I don't know.
So
hard to say.
Like the lighthouse and the battleship.
The lighthouse and the battleship. Your call. Your move. Yeah. Classic.
I don't know. If it's me, and I know this might ruin one of the emails, but if I'm the GM, you now have an 18-month plan.
I would hope they already do, but...
Yeah.
Burn it down!
So, yeah.
What do you think? Is it good or is it terrible?
Like it. I'm going with the terrible, actually.
Want some more?
What are you talking about?
Now, is it the palette change or is it the...
Palat. His name is Palat.
We're talking about the grapefruit ale that I'm trying at this moment, and it's not, well, number one, no, yeah, it's not good. Number one, I don't really taste any grapefruit out of it. I taste more like...
Moose piss?
Well, I was going to say skunky.
Mm. You got to try it.
It's a bit like a...
Oh, okay.
Especially yeah. after that.
Like yeah. It kind of tastes like a Molson Canadian that's been sitting under your stairs for about 4 years, and you go, it should be all right. And you try it anyway. And it doesn't work out very well. Anyway.
Well, you guys sure are selling that great. Yeah, I'll love to let me try it.
Go for it. Well, maybe it would be better if, I don't know, if you didn't have something else before it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Moving on.
You're 2017, 18, Ottawa 17.
A couple of quick notes.
There he goes, Canuck. Pack. Don't forget to swallow.
I had to. I was just thinking you had enough bottles again. Yeah.
Do.
No. The Chunka Chunka song at the start of the game.
The Ottawa Senators theme song.
Oh, I see where you're going. Gotcha. The Chunka Chunka song. Wow. That could go off the rails in a hurry, but fortunately I knew what you were talking about. Ooh.
Hold on, listeners. Let's just have you guys listen while we try to make this happen.
Yeah.
What's this podcast? Six and a half hours long. And it's us just messing that up with bottles.
We're
only, don't drink from that one.
It's going to be pretty... Yeah. It's going to be pretty free. Oh, now it's gone flat. Sorry. That was bad. Anyway, we have a couple of quick talking points because some of these may take a little long. Some of them may not be quick at all. The Claesson suspension.
He got suspended?
I have to admit, I wrote that down, but I don't remember. To be completely honest. It was a headshot.
It was a headshot.
Yeah.
He for sure didn't mean to. It was two games.
It wasn't intentional.
Okay, I thought it was a hockey.
So Freddie Claesson gets 2 games for an unintentional headshot. Let's change the direction of this for a little bit. As opposed to today, where chronic repeat offender Brad Marchand gets 5 for a concussion-inducing elbow to the head.
That was
2 to 5.
Five's more than two.
Chronic reoffender.
There was someone else that got four games, and I can't remember who it was. I'm fine with the two games.
If you're consistent.
But it's...
If he's going to get two, then they, was. Bet, then they need
was
to...
Was Zach Ronaldo that got four?
Ronaldinho. No, wrong sport.
Four? I thought... I remember it was the he didn't get enough.
Yeah, because...
that was what it was. But Brad Marchand gets five for doing the same thing. Well, whether it's a blatant headshot or a slew foot or whatever, he just doesn't learn. And it's still, oh, well, you know, we'll give him two games or we'll give him four or we'll give him five. Mm-hmm. Try 15.
Excuse me. Zach Ronaldo got suspended 6 games for a sucker punch.
And that's double.
I don't remember if that was... I think that was half of what he deserved.
Oh, yeah. He should have got more.
Yeah.
And that's what pretty much everybody was deciding on.
Yeah. Like, I agree that you should get 2 games for a headshot. I'm trying to find let's go quote from Freddie.
Oh.
But in regards to that play, you know what I'm saying? It's like, well, if I didn't try to hit him, the coach would be mad at me because he's just playing outside of his skill set. Which we've mentioned multiple times now.
Well, he's not having a great season, unfortunately.
Yeah, and he's also doing things that he's just not good at.
Well, he's being put in the position to try and be the left D who steps up and.
Yeah.
And that's not his role.
Yeah.
Which
is exactly, it's like, if I don't go for it, coaches, of course, it's Freddie, so he's like, coach is going to give me shit.
Thanks, Freddie. Thanks.
I love
the way that some of the stuff comes out. It's just like, yep, that's...
Which is true. And he ended up getting bag skated for getting suspended. For whatever reason. But
that's really going to work. That's going to...
Like, you're... It's like he's feeling it in the pocketbook.
Yeah, and what you...
And he's a great team player too, yeah. Right?
I don't understand that.
So you're going to bag skate that, but... I do love Mike Hoffman, but he's messing around. Yeah. And you're not going to give any negative reinforcement to that? Or Bobby Ryan doing whatever the hell he's been doing for a half decade here now?
Or or most of the fourth line.
I think they're trying.
I'm okay with Thompson. I am fed up with Dumont, and I am fed up with Burrows.
Burrows, I agree. Dumont's playing to his skill set.
This experiment is not worth continuing.
I totally agree.
Have you seen him in the shootout?
No.
I hear he's good in the room. What?
DiDomenico was sent down on waivers, in my opinion, for no reason at that time, because he was contributing offensively.
Yeah, so that we could find a space
for Dumont.
I'm finished with this. Like, he's not.
Yeah, but he's cheap.
No, so is DiDomenico.
You didn't need it. You just blew another $500,000.
DiDomenico can do the same thing.
I got to go put my eye back in.
Okay.
But I 100% agree.
Your glass eye fell out.
Uh-oh. Well, it's glass eye half full.
Not right now.
Moving on. A couple of quick things. Just while he's putting his eye back in. The Heritage O sweaters were in one or two of the games recently.
At least two.
And
they look great.
One of them was a national broadcast, and the national broadcast team was actually saying, you know what? These are the outdoor 100th anniversary game sweaters, and don't they look unbelievably good?
They look really good.
They do.
Look
great. They still look
good. You remember the backlash that came out immediately?
When they first came out.
The picture was garbage.
Yeah. When they first came out, the picture, the angle, the lighting, there was something that made them look terrible.
I think we recorded the next day, and we were all commenting that it's much better in person. Well,
because I bought it right away, yeah.
But exactly, because when I saw it on you, I went, okay, that's a pretty sharp-looking sweater.
Yeah.
And it is.
Yeah, you saw it and you're just like, oh, yeah, that's much, much better in person.
Exactly. And it looks really good on TV, too. It looks really good.
Yeah.
So we're going to be seeing that four more times?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Which is, well, it's just as hell take as I don't know how they got the league to agree to that. But, hey, that's fine.
I'm good with it.
I'm fine. I love that.
Make that the primary next
year. Gary Bettman. Melnick, will you shut up if I let you wear those sweaters 6 more times?
Okay. Briefly. Briefly.
Oh, I forgot to write that down as something to talk about.
So the whole fourth line that you're done with? Or just
Burrows? Nate Thompson, I'm fine with. Like, he's
adequate.
He's playing the third line. He's the third line.
Oh.
And
all things considered, a third line of Smith, Pageau, and Byatt.
I'm fine with
damn
that.
Damn good line.
I'm fine with that as a third line.
It's a little pricey on the wings, but.
Yeah, but I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
Like he's
same.
Pyatt, just like last year, he's not a liability. I think he gets given a little too much role from time to time, especially in shootouts. But I'm fine with him. I don't have a complaint with him at all.
And this was the issue that I had with Alex Chiasson. Alex Chiasson should have been a third liner. But they were force-feeding him into the top two lines.
Yeah.
Look at him now. He's got at least 10 goals.
And, well, I mean, I have to admit our top six has been... I think Ryan Dzingel looks fine up there. We don't have anybody else to put in there instead. Because I think moving Ryan Dzingel down to the third line and moving Zach Smith up would be hurting both lines by switching them in position. So.
Oh, yeah, that doesn't fit.
Yeah, that wouldn't work at all. So I'm fine with Nate Thompson. Yeah. Do we have him for another 1 year or 2 years?
1 year more.
1 year more. And we have Burrows for another year.
1 year more.
I don't think.
Wow.
This is essentially everything you've contributed tonight.
This we saved up all our stupid stuff, didn't we?
Shoot, yeah. What was I saying? Top six, well, you're stuck with Ryan.
Well, we also started the top six without a player we expected to be there, which has been a problem since day one.
Agreed. But we also didn't have him all the last regular season either.
No, but we had him in the playoffs, which was really...
In the top six? Well, Turris, but that didn't really count.
No.
MacArthur.
MacArthur. No, I know that, but did we have someone else there during the year, or was it just Zach Smith?
It was Zach Smith, pretty much. And okay. Or Dzingel, because...
And Hoffman, yeah, because Hoffman. Dzingel was up and down.
Yeah. And Hoffman was
Dzingel was playing. Like a healthy scratch, I think. Hoffman was six.
Also playing sometimes on the third line with Pageau.
Yeah.
So, I mean, everybody was moving up and down. It was just, what was your term? Elevator?
Elevator boy.
Everybody was all up and down on that.
Tom,
Tom Pyatt was even playing on the
I think my elevator boy is Tom Pyatt.
Well,
he'll fit in. Actually, right now it's Di Domenico.
Yeah, good.
It's like, why is he top six? I'm like, you know what? Just leave the other lines alone.
Well, you see.
It doesn't matter. You scored zero goals anyway. So.
Fine. Stahlberg was on the fourth line. I think that's a piece we miss. Yeah. For sure.
And
I was thinking
while they were
that.
Talking about him on the radio, it's just like, well, he really wants to go to the Olympics. I'm like,
That makes sense.
Where's Pierre Dorion going? He shouldn't be going there, but where's Pierre Dorion going?
To the Olympics?
Scouting in Europe.
Cheap players.
Bring him back.
Bring him back, please.
Get rid of Dumont, please. I mean, don't bring him back for this year. No point. Bring him back for next year.
Yeah.
Please.
Unless, I'll come, but you need to sign me for this year. I'm like, fine.
Oh, yeah.
$4 million. I don't give a shit. Please come back and save
please
us.
Come back. Please come back. Yeah, that would be wicked good.
I'd be Victor Stahlberg saves the season?
No. He won't save the season.
I don't want to save the season.
He won't save the season, but he's a big upgrade for next season. The only problem is that takes up a spot that might be somebody else. And
like Burrows?
That's exactly it.
I'm fine with Burrows not being
trade him back to Vancouver and let him retire there.
Vancouver doesn't want him back.
Because they
want
they're not very good either.
Yeah, but they don't want him back.
The fans liked him.
Yeah.
But honestly, back a little while ago, I think if you would have put him on waivers, I had a feeling the Vancouver would have taken him.
Then I truly wish they had. I'm fed up with that particular. He's not useful. He's not useful. Exactly. He keeps complaining, oh, well, you know, the coach won't let me play my game because the system is too strict.
If we had Burrows.
Yeah. The coach won't let me play my game. It's, the system is too strict. I can't play my, you know, my game and my role. It's like, well.
Game is over now. Go save your career because you're going to get bought out.
Well,
you're going to get traded so that we take less of a return on something else.
Hey, who was it who said that if we had Burrows in game 7, we would have won?
That was a coach. It's like, yeah, things might be different. We've had him in game 6 or 7. Like, right. We probably would have lost some. Game six and not have a game seven. You dumb idiot. It's like, what, you want to fill him in after Ryan Dzingel couldn't play anymore because he got his wrist slashed? And is he couldn't play in the overtimes? Who scored the tying goal? Yeah. Ryan Dzingel. Who did you scratch in game six? Ryan Dzingel. Because he was flipping back and forth with Wingles, which I think was fine at the time. Especially last year, Dzingel's really improved this year.
Who scored in game seven?
Ryan Dzingel.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, since we're talking about coaching decisions, hey, why don't we go there? Coaching decisions.
There are no coaching decisions.
Well, there are lots of them.
That's.
I think.
I didn't like the way that this book ended. I'm just going to reread it again. And hope that
choose
it changes.
Your own adventure.
Well, no, there
choose
aren't.
The same options throughout that adventure.
Yeah, so you get to choose your adventure, but you keep choosing.
Damn it, the pit! Try this again.
Well, there have been some.
Damn it, the pit again!
The pit of despair.
I wonder what's in the pit.
I'm doing the choose your own adventure, and I keep falling into the pit.
Yeah. Oh. Right. The pit of despair.
Oh, it's a pit again! I'm yelling a lot tonight. It's kind of fun.
You are.
Well, I think to answer the coaching question is, surely we're all on the same page here.
Dead man walking.
What do you think of the season? Is it, obviously we shut it down for the season. We don't want to improve in our standings. At the same time, you don't want to create a room full of despair and negative energy in that. It takes a while to get out of that funk, right? But at the same time, you don't want to just play yourself into 11th position.
Well, I think you need to play the rest of the season to make the best pitch to Erik Karlsson to stay. That's the focus. Erik Karlsson,
you got it one more
whatever
year.
You do.
This season's done.
But however you play the rest of the season, even if you consider it done, you have to think, what is the best move we can make, or moves?
Is that playing into 11th spot?
No, not necessarily.
But
he's smart enough to know what's going on.
Well,
he is.
But if playing well enough to win a bunch of games, and it moves us into 11th, and that convinces him to stay, because the team is trying and the team is making moves, is that worth it? I say yes.
It might be, because there's no guarantee of one number one pick. I mean,
exactly.
Really, yeah. And especially after last year.
Yeah.
All three teams at one were way off.
Yeah, they didn't do very well.
So least, well, I
so no, far. No, like, but they were like,
oh, yeah, they were all out of the
where
place.
Do you want the players to, our young guns, to develop? They need to figure that out. Do you want to develop them here in Ottawa, or do you want to develop them in Belleville?
Bingo. Sorry, Belleville. Leave them in Belleville. For the rest of the year?
Bingo, send them to Belleville.
Sorry, I've been saying Binghamton for six seasons.
So send them all down there. Send all the people that are young down there and let them be trained down there. Is Coach Boucher the coach that's going to get the future?
No.
I hate to say it.
He's gone.
But it looks like he's gone. Like, it looks like he's useless now.
He's gone.
You see, I think that getting rid of Guy Boucher would be a mistake.
For next year?
Yep. If the rest of the... The way I've looked
at it. So you think it's a personnel problem?
I think it's more of a personnel problem, and it's an injury problem, and it's also...
Who's injured?
Oh, no, there's been a lot of
injuries. There have been a lot of injuries. No, but the biggest...
I'm sure Phaneuf's been playing hurt all year.
Among others, I think. But I think the biggest problem this team has had has been the injury to Erik Karlsson last year.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Because...
Well, he's a be-all, end-all.
He is the be-all and end-all. This team revolves around his ability to play. Mm-hmm. And when he came back, yes, they did well briefly, and he did great things getting points briefly, but he is not himself because he could not train last year.
Is he himself now?
No, he's not.
Then shut him down.
I wouldn't object to that.
Shut him down.
I wouldn't
rest him.
Yeah, I wouldn't object to that at all, but that has to be his decision as well. If he wants to keep playing, because... Whitey made a really good point on the radio the other day, and it's one that's been made many, many times before, but I hadn't heard it in a while, and it sort of clicked in. You cannot get in game shape playing games. You get in game shape before the season starts, and you stay in it, but you cannot do it playing games. So yeah. He's been playing catch up all year.
Right.
Because he couldn't train all summer. And I mean, he came back a little early. Well, he was a little earlier than we expected, was he not?
He was a lot earlier than we expected.
And that is probably great for PR, great for team morale.
Ticket sales.
It's not great for his ability to play his game, I think.
For the long term.
I think. Yeah, exactly. And I think that given if he stays injury-free this year and he can train over the summer, he will come back and be the Erik Karlsson of last year next year. So what can this team do to improve around him over the summer to be more like last year, next year? There have been some personnel problems. Agreed. I think Oduya is the number one on my list. Even more than Burrows. Even more than Dumont.
Because Oduya is an easy fix.
Well, he's a UFA, so goodbye. But yeah. I would like him to be sat now.
He got to wait for the trade deadline.
What's that?
Well, he's hurt anyway.
He's hurt? So
you don't need to wait for shit for him.
You'll
get a fifth round pick, maybe.
He's an experiment that hasn't worked.
Yeah. It was
That's
worth
the bottom line.
To me, it was worth the risk.
It was a great try.
No reason to bring him up to 39 games played.
I don't think so. Because like, there's some sort of bonus that kicks
$250,000 at 41 games.
Well, then, wouldn't Melnyk like it if he doesn't make it to that number? So why is he playing?
I have no clue. Unless you're trying to trade. Either you're trying to trade him and showcase him, which is just backfiring. Send a highlight pack for me Chicago days the first time.
I just don't see it. Because you can play Clayson, you can play Harper, you can play
13D or forwards.
Yeah, you can go. Yeah, 13.
Dumont, forwards, get back there.
13 forwards and 5 defensemen. That'd be interesting. I mean, there are things you can do, but I think the number one priority is making sure Erik Karlsson is convinced this team is going to be different next year and the years after that.
And the rumor mill has it that Erik Karlsson probably thinks that if it was under different ownership.
That's an interesting thought, which I think has to be taken off the table. You can't say, oh, well, this will be different if there's a different ownership, because the only person who can make that decision is the owner.
Agreed.
Well, I know, and you can't do a damn thing about it.
Yeah. You can't. You can't do anything about it, so don't even bother talking about it.
Well, he is very close with Alfie. If Alfie is indeed involved, he probably has more insight in it than anything else in regards to timelines.
But there's nothing you can do about that.
Yeah.
Nothing.
What are you, selling the fans, though?
What's that?
Who?
You, the GM, the owner, the team
the
manager.
The owner apparently just doesn't care.
No. You're the GM. You need to sell a message to the fans. The fans can get behind a rebuild. We got behind it in 2011.
It just lasted 4 months.
And, we had a new coach come in. We actually had more success than we thought after getting Zibanejad and in the draft. And, we went on and made the playoffs. And in the offseason, we lost Alfie. And, it took a turn.
And we've been through how many coaches since then?
Exactly.
So changing the coach?
Well.
Hasn't solved this.
It's not the same players.
But changing the coach doesn't solve the problem.
Okay, fine. Then trade the guy that's been here the longest, Zach Smith. He's been through 5 coaches. Apparently, it's not the coach's fault.
Well, so is Erik Karlsson. But right? I think that it
Bobby has, Ryan's probably the number one Brahma on the team.
Problem?
Oh, yeah. What did he say? Remember last year he got benched for a game? Then he said it took him 82 games to adjust to the system last year. Remember any of this?
Nope.
No.
He fights with the coach. I guarantee he fights with the coach. He doesn't do what he's supposed to do. And he's got no results for it. And he's been here 5 years.
Okay, but
he's got glass hands.
To trade Bobby Ryan, honestly, if you
got to retain salary.
Well, no, if you want to trade Bobby Ryan, you have to A, retain salary, and B, sweeten the deal.
Yeah, or you just buy him out.
So it would be Bobby Ryan plus Mike Hoffman for whatever's coming back.
Yeah, or you just buy him out.
He's got a lot of years left. He's got
doesn't matter.
5 years left. Does he not?
You're going to make me do it, aren't you? Okay, hold on.
Okay,
talk about something else.
He's interneting as we do this. But seriously, if
you do want to make Karlsson happy,
Talk to Carlson.
And,
well, number one.
Number one. You would think that'd be the great. Like, why didn't, when all of this stuff about him saying that he wanted to get paid fair market value, or what he's worth, I should say, why can't the team say, at that point, we are going to do everything that we can to keep Erik Karlsson? We want him to be a Senator for life.
Period.
And we cannot negotiate or talk about this further until July 1st, or it's tampering.
Yeah.
That would have been the right thing to say.
Well, you know, even Wayne Gretzky got traded. Well, he actually got sold by a
owner, you can't sell players.
Owner of a small market
he would have
team
done a long
in financial trouble.
Time ago otherwise.
I don't know if we can relate to that.
Calculators.
Owner of a small market team in financial trouble.
Hmm? Yeah, he got moved to St. Louis briefly. Then moved to until
no, that was a sale from Edmonton to L.A.
So he went. Oh, that's right. Then he went from L.A. to St. Louis very briefly,
but
then to New York.
Well past, and he asked for that trade.
No, he asked for the trade out of St. Louis. He didn't want to be there.
No, he signed with the Rangers as a free agent.
That was after that. He was in St. Louis very briefly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that was the last year of his contract.
Oh.
So it was a deadline deal from L.A. to St. Louis. At which point, after that, no one went to the games in L.A.
Surprise.
Take that as a hint.
Surprise.
And then he just signed with the Rangers. St. Louis didn't give him a very good offer either.
That hockey, was it the Saturday, the hockey day in Canada? They're basically the interviewing all the little kids at the Senators game. Who's your favorite player? Carlson! 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 Like,
get single! Kill me.
So, do you want?
Pay attention, no, Senators.
One of them said to single. Pirate. You know, I really like Rangers in the anyway.
So pay attention. You get rid of Carlson, you just pissed off a whole generation of fans, including myself.
It wouldn't be a popular move unless there was a really, well, if you got rid of Carlson but brought back, okay,
Gretzky.
If you traded Carlson, what would be a satisfactory return?
You know, how
I'm saying this honestly. I don't. I've never thought of this question until right this very moment. I don't have a
Melnick's
stock answer.
Head on a pike,
straight up. Like, this just didn't improve the hockey team at all.
I was going to say, what team is going to do that? Well, let's see. The Braves, no,
Philly.
Yeah,
like sure.
Philly fans will do that. Sure. 70,000 of them in dog masks. It'll go well. Oh, that's the Eagles. Sorry. I honestly hadn't thought of that question until this very moment, and I don't have an answer, because what would make me feel that we had made a trade that was
Connor
satisfactory?
I don't even think Edmonton would make that.
I don't know. Well, they shouldn't.
Well, the one that was mentioned,
yep.
The one that was mentioned the other day, which I thought was interesting, and I can't remember the second name. I'm going to need your help with this one. There was talk about St. Louis' interest in Mike Hoffman. And it was going to be, the talk was that the Senators have done their due diligence on the injury to Robbie Fabry.
I don't believe that at all.
Well, the talk on the radio was, well, okay, Robbie Fabry and what? If you're Pierre Dorion, what are you asking for? Because going with Robbie Fabry is one very small step below going with Joffrey Lupul at the moment. Because he's had two knee injuries in a year, I believe, on the same knee.
So he's missed all of this year and most of last year.
So,
and he's like 22.
Very talented young player, but two big injuries. And we know how Ottawa Senators with knee injuries go over well. Jesus. Sorry, Jared Cowan. So if,
that was hip.
If same dance, different.
It was really head.
But if you were to say Robbie Fabry plus.
Because he's dumb.
There was a guy.
Tarasenko?
Yeah, good luck.
No,
no, no. It was another young prospect.
I don't know.
He was playing in the World Juniors. Yeah. I want to say Kiriakou, but that's a former guy who played for the 67s.
You want me to do one thing? Now I got to look up another.
But it was basically.
Hey Siri.
It was basically. They were saying, okay, so if you were St. Louis, or if this trade was happening with Ottawa, would you trade? If you were trading for Mike Hoffman, would you give up Colin White and Logan Brown?
That's a level of prospect.
That's the level of prospect that was going to be coming back the other way.
Logan Brown's quite hurt too, so.
But that's the kind of question it would be. Would you give up Logan Brown and Colin White for Mike Hoffman?
I don't
Logan
think so.
Brown, maybe.
The only way you can.
Well, the ask would be Thomas Chabot, which is a non-starter.
So my answer to that is no.
You wouldn't do that?
No.
White and Brown for Hoffman?
Yeah.
No.
No.
Hmm. Interesting.
Because I assume that at least one of them can put up 25 goals.
Eventually, we would hope.
Within 2-3 years.
Yeah.
Especially if you're St. Louis, you have other guys to do it in the meantime.
Yeah.
So and why would I give up 50 goals off my roster to gain 30?
50 goals, possibly 3 years.
Now, the problem with St. Louis, though, is they need power play help.
They also need a left-handed shot.
They need a left? Okay. But their power play is bad.
Well.
And Hoff is a power play specialist in reality. Thank you, Dave Cameron, for not putting on the power play. You dumb idiot.
And where's he now?
He's the only one left in Calgary. Where apparently Calgary is interested in Mike Hoff and Mike. No, you're not.
It's like, I don't think that would go well.
But...
No, the question, it's something, think
so
about it.
So what I would want for Hoffman is I'm taking a forward that can contribute next year, left, preferably left wing.
Yes, and?
I'm taking your first, and I'm taking your number one goalie prospect. And that fixes a lot of problems.
It fixes a lot of problems if the other team wants to give up that. That's the question.
Yeah. And some may be able to... So when you're looking at Robbie Fabry and or the other guy, it's one of them, a first-round pick that's probably going to be 20 of the 31st.
Somewhere in there, I'd imagine.
And you have Jake Allen, which is he's hot and cold. You have the other guy.
Good old Frederick.
Who's playing well. He's a little bit older.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of.
And so I don't know what else you have in the pipe.
Don't know.
But if it's better than what we have, because we need a goalie.
Yeah, that's an interesting thought. But getting back to the
question. And I thought about it, and I don't want to trade Mike Hoffman myself.
I'm not interested in it, but there has to be some salary leaving this team. So if it's not Mike Hoffman, then it's Smith and Pageau.
Why does salary need to leave this team?
To sign over the next 2 years. To sign Stone.
We have space.
We have space for next year.
Yeah.
Do we have the space to double Carlson's salary? And basically do 1.5 on Stone?
Derek Brassard.
That's possible.
Comes off. That's 5 off cap.
Okay.
But Burrows. Dzingel, if you want to keep him, he'll go up a bit.
Dzingel could be the
next. Zach Smith should be the guy coming out.
Dzingel could be the next Mike Hoffman. Fast.
Yeah. So then I
want. Better defensively.
I want to. He's not great. Neither one of them are very good.
I said better. I didn't say great.
I don't know. I don't know about that.
I wouldn't put him on a...
Seeing him up close, I think he's gotten better, but he's still not strong on puck.
I wouldn't...
He has to dish it real fast, or otherwise he loses.
I wouldn't put him on a penalty kill, but...
Yeah. I wouldn't put either one on.
You know who I do
Mike,
like?
Mike, get off the blue line. Come back.
You know who I do like? Who's battling in the corners and along the sideboards and getting the puck, and it's exciting to watch, even though the numbers aren't amazing. Duchesne.
I went to a game. When did I go to a game recently with you?
That's a while ago.
It was a while ago. Well, recently is relative. Somebody made the comment of he can stick handle in a phone booth. And where we were sitting, he did that twice in the corner right below us. And I was like, I was just dumbfounded. Like, how did he pull that off? How did he do that? He stick handles so well in close.
Yeah. Callum Fraser really breaks it. Callum Fraser now of NHL.com.
Yeah, good for him.
He breaks down the Duchesne moves perfectly.
Yeah.
Because Callum's, he's the best player when we play the Blogger Classic by far. And so he breaks it down really well. And he'll point things out, and afterwards you look at it again. It's like, yep. It's like he knocked that puck down from his chest level, deked through 3 guys, and then scored. He's a very good... When people say he's marginally better than Kyle Turris, he's much better than Kyle Turris.
He's a much more dynamic player than Kyle Turris. Absolutely.
Because if you really want to look at things, take Turris out of Nashville, put Duchesne into Nashville.
Oh, he'd be lighting it up.
He'd be even much, much better than... It's you're stuck with Bobby Ryan, who's burying everyone.
They're not playing on the same line.
They were. They were for a long time.
Because Duchesne's now playing with Hoffman. Stone and... Sorry.
No, sorry. He is playing with Ryan now.
I thought...
It's Hoff in a perfect world of the Ottawa Senators from 2017-18. Hoff, Duchesne, Ryan is a line that clicked.
I thought...
And then Ryan got hurt again.
I thought it was Hoffman...
Duchesne.
No. other center. Why am I blanking?
Broussard.
Broussard.
No. He put Hoffman and Duchesne together, and they've been great.
Because I thought, oh,
it's cooled down a bit. But
I thought it was Stone and Duchesne and Dzingel.
And Dzingel needs Stone. You put Stone with anyone.
Well, yeah,
looks great. Remember the kid line from 3 years ago? How sixth. Curtis Lazar looked great.
Sixth
round pick. Thank you, Mark Stone.
Oh, like first round pick, Curtis Lazar, who I believe has zero goals this year.
They're no big surprise.
Thank you, Alex Forman.
Speaking of Mark Stone, just quickly.
Let's go back. Back a bit. The other things that you need, because the CBA is going to come up. I think it's 2019, 2020 that the league can open it. League or players can or something like that. So it's coming up soon. So the other thing is you can get rid of Phaneuf and or Ryan. Because if you need to trade out the good players or like not re-sign Duchesne and things like that, because you're stuck paying Ryan and Phaneuf, you're not running it right.
Well, speaking of Phaneuf, we knew this was going to happen when this trade happened. We knew that near the, as he got older, it would be less a great trade and become a bit more of a millstone.
Yeah.
It's just happened a little sooner, I think, than.
Yeah. But the salary does drop off. So in a perfect world, you trade him, you retain half or around half. Because next year he makes 6.5, the year after that, 6.5, and then 5.5. Is a $3 million deal for enough worth it to another team?
Arizona might like him down there, be close to his wife.
No, well, she films out in Calgary.
Oh. Well, that's still a close.
And actually, time. I don't even know if the ranch is owned, which is the second guy got in trouble.
Oh. Really?
Yeah. That sexual harassment thing.
Oh, I have no idea.
Not Ashton Kutcher. It's a Netflix show.
Oh, the old guy?
No, the brother who was also on the show.
Yeah.
So you're telling, like, you, so honestly, you're telling me you have, what did we find it? 9% of the cap open for free parking. Because we're not at, because we're at 68 million and the cap is 74.
Right.
Are we? I thought we were closer than that.
I got about six or 7 million of free.
Eugene Melling said we spend $68 million. We're not cheap. So the maximum is 74.
I thought but doesn't the cap-friendly show what's higher than
that? And he's also counting Clark MacArthur in that.
So. Oh, okay. Thank you. Because I was going to say.
So, you've got free play there of $7 million, and you have $15 million committed to Dion and Ryan. Something's got to give.
It would be nice. We knew we were going to come into this situation.
I think Phaneuf is the better guy to
make. Phaneuf is Phaneuf.
But if you didn't do the Phaneuf trade, no way in hell would we have made it to that far last
year. You're fired. The only problem is you have to get him to agree to the trade. And that's the one sticking point is that you have to.
He has he's got a 10-team yes trade, but
let's go egg his house.
You're always open to. And this is what I don't like when people say, it's like, well, no, you have a no trade. You can't request a trade or whatever.
He has no movement clause, does he not?
Yeah. Which is a whole issue. But
I say this simply, and I'm not being critical, but it's signed. It's part of his contract. Mm-hmm. And I think the CBA needs to, if they open the CBA, they need to include a clause that if you change teams, that those things disappear. But anyway.
I can't believe that they have that like in the PK Subban one.
Yeah, they didn't do that. Oh,
No, because it came in the next year, and because he got traded to Nashville and your team changed before that clause kicks in, it's up to the team to disqualify that clause.
Why don't we have this for all teams or all clauses? But anyway.
If you don't want the no move clause, don't sign the contract.
Well,
the GMs put themselves in these positions.
I agree. Well, they've been putting themselves in there, they've been putting themselves in positions like this and getting the getting out of jail free cards every time we have a new CBA.
Right. So I'm fine with the no move clause or no trade, no move, whatever it is, because And if you really want, you can put a limit on it, like maximum 25 teams or something like that, so that you still have the six to move with. But then you can be strategic, which is what Dion was trying to do. Because he didn't put Ottawa and Montreal on his no trade because he never thought that he'd get moved there. Because of division rivals.
Mm.
So it's a couple free plays. Yeah.
But then you'd have to convince somebody else to take
it. But it's not a no move clause. It's a I need to be in agreement to get traded to this team clause.
And, well, he didn't agree to waive it for the expansion
because
draft.
He had the right to do that. Exactly. I'm fine with that.
So he may do that again. That's all I'm saying is that makes
him. Yeah, but you can work with him. Like, listen, this team isn't going anywhere if you're on it. What do you want to do?
I'm happy in Ottawa.
Okay, well, I made the trade. You knew this going into it.
Yeah, no, I agree.
So it is what it is, right?
But yep.
You're going to tell me that we can't sign Erik Karlsson because we have to keep Dion Phaneuf?
No, it means we may have to lose something else.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. That's the worry.
So considering the Cody Ceci news.
You hire that person to kneecap the guy, like Tonya Harding and
Jeff Galooly.
Robidoux Island. You're hurt.
Yeah.
Go sit down.
You're Loophole Island.
Yeah.
We can find a doctor and say you're hurt.
Like we're really spinning around. You did say Karlsson to sit for the rest of the year. Bobby Ryan first. It's me. Shut him down. He's not doing anything anyways.
Get your fingers healed.
Yep.
I wouldn't necessarily disagree with that.
And then you're going to work with a dietitian and nutritionist and you're doing cardio and you're going to drop the weight that Chris Neal did. Because he looks like a fat Matt Duchene.
Who?
Bobby Ryan.
Oh, I haven't seen him lately.
They look the same, but he can drop weight. He should be able to drop weight. Don't put in the work. Considering that Cody Ceci needs a big raise and you want to keep Erik Karlsson happy, would you trade him to Dallas for Mark Methot, even though Mark Methot's hurt?
Yep.
Nope. I wouldn't, actually.
Would you extend him or would you look for another place for something different in return?
I would look for something different in return.
Fair.
It depends on what the extension, if you can sign him to an extension first and then move him, that makes him a more valuable
asset. It'll be a negotiated sign and trade.
Yeah. If he stays,
Just like Kyle Turris, right?
Yeah. If he stays, okay. If he doesn't stay, okay. I'm not married to Cody Ceci being on this team.
But he was on the ice with Mike Fisher when he was just a little boy.
He also played for the Ottawa 67s. I watched him play there.
Yeah. He played for the Ottawa 67s.
Yeah, I've watched lots of players play in the OHL.
He's local.
Yeah, so is Boro. And I think Boro is a more useful...
So is Mark Methot!
I think Boro is a more useful piece in the role that he plays versus Cody Ceci in the role that he plays.
Cody Ceci is the only player...
But you could sign Cody Ceci to a hometown discount.
I don't think so.
Cody Ceci is the only player that cannot play with Erik Karlsson on this team.
Well, they both play on the same side.
Correct.
The only problem is if you take Cody Ceci off this team, who are you going to use as your puck mover on the second line? On the second period. Wrong hand.
No, you don't need to break this down. It's a stupid system that they're not even playing anymore anyway.
But we know that system actually works. So if you're going to...
With the right players.
With the right players. I agreed.
You're the deli guy cutting meat again.
I heard it was like a grind and players didn't like it.
It worked.
I don't care.
It worked.
I don't believe in that. I don't.
It worked. You don't like it?
I think what they're getting sick of is this isn't working. Okay, so what are you going to do today? The exact same thing.
Well,
and that wears on you.
You see, speaking of, we were talking about coaching decisions.
We're all over the place tonight. That's right.
I want to go back to coaching decisions.
Just like the Sens.
For the rest of the season. If we decide that the season is, I don't want to use the word loss, but it's not going to... you should be whistling The Last Post. We're Canadian. That's Reveille, but all right.
Elmo's World?
Not Reveille.
Elmo's World.
The whole concept of rest is a weapon needs to stop.
Yep.
Because we need to practice. Mm-hmm. Not a game. We're talking about practice here. I'm channeling my inner... Yeah. on our test.
And even though, like when he came, today was an off day.
Well, that's like, kind of what? Rest.
He gave them Sunday off.
Rest as a weapon. Well, we don't need rest because we need to practice.
And if you're not going to practice because your guys are hurt, do video.
Well, you see, they do that some of the time, but when they're not doing on ice, they do video. No, I mean, if you're not well enough to practice, okay.
Yeah, you're off.
You're sitting out the next game. We're putting somebody else in who's going to practice today.
Yes, I 100% agree.
Because
that costs money. Now you have to bring guys up.
We have 7 defensemen. We have 13 forwards.
No, we have 12 forwards right now.
Okay, so we
bring... McCormick never made it up.
So we bring somebody up. Okay.
Yeah, I 100% agree.
It may cost money, but this team needs to practice.
I 100% agree.
Especially if you're putting people into new roles or you're putting the people into different roles, especially when you're talking to left and right defensemen.
Mm-hmm.
We need to practice. And we're not worried about resting because we're not going to be playing in the offseason. That's pretty much a given. So we're playing the rest of the season. We don't have to worry about a long playoff run like we were worried about last year when we had one. So practice. And if practice makes the team get better and the team starts playing better and we lose a couple of draft points, fine.
Mm-hmm.
Because it means the games will be more entertaining and people are more likely to go and pay for them.
And the players are more motivated, which means...
they will see a better future for next year.
Which also means...
Eric Carlson might actually want to re-sign and play here.
100%.
This is where I'm going with it. We need to practice.
And this is where, when you're saying that there isn't a coaching change, that it's fine. These are the mistakes that he's making.
And that's why I think that... I don't think a coaching change. I think a change in the coaching style.
Right.
Or what he's doing.
And if he's not doing that, because we're 2/3 into the season now.
Then he needs to be told to. But I don't think a coaching change is right. going to solve the problem.
Has Guy Boucher ever been successful in his second season in any team?
No.
No. Has he had many chances at a third one?
No.
Exactly. So he's been a 1-2. Oh, you're not winning? Gone. Which sounds like an awful lot of other coaches that have happened in Ottawa.
Great.
Paddock, Hartsburg, Clouston. Paul McLean, Dave Cameron.
Okay, and where all are they?
Hither and yon.
Mm.
So every time we have a bad season, fire the coach and try a new one.
But again, the players have changed. I don't believe in that because the players change anyways. What have all those other, have any of those other coaches been hired as a head coach?
Nope.
Cameron.
Head coach.
He's not head?
No, he's assistant.
Okay.
So maybe it's just the guys that you're choosing. Let's go through these guys. Dave Cameron was Eugene's buddy. Just got him a role. Paul McLean became, after Alfie left, became very cocky and was, what's it called when you don't listen to management?
Headstrong?
No, insubordinate. You had to fire him.
Okay.
Who was before him?
Corey Clouston.
Terrible coach. Had no ideas.
Before him would be...
and now we're going...
Hartsburg?
No. No, it was Paul McLean. No. Not Paul McLean. Brian Murray. Because Hartsburg...
No, he came back. Or Murray just came down to end a season.
After who was fired, though? Was it Hartsburg or was it Paddock?
Whichever one of the donkeys.
Hartsburg.
Okay. Who was on the team at that point? That's still here.
Nobody.
Correct.
But the team just keeps...
So Hartsburg and Paddock mean nothing. Corey Clouston coached Zach Smith, Carlson on his rookie year, and 16 games of Anderson?
So is it a player culture ongoing, or is it just they can't hire a good coach, even though it...
This could be team culture. Organizational culture, you don't know. I don't know. But
that's kind of the point I'm making.
Who has the biggest influence on organizational culture?
Okay, so with
culture?
That, so if...
Well, when I say organizational culture, I mean the culture of the players in the room, not the top-down
management. But these guys are changing, though.
Well, that doesn't seem to change what's going on in that player room, does it?
Okay. Well, what do you...
Is there like exhaust going into the dressing room?
First Dorian. Off would be correct.
Dorian.
Correct.
Now, he's only in his second season.
Yeah.
But before that, it was Brian Murray, ongoing,
right.
And made great player changes, which didn't seem to work?
Based on
the results from the from
financial or limitations put onto him by the needs of the owner or just finances. When you drill it down that way, it's
still going on. The limitations, yeah, like
it's at least a certain and point. And to be honest, with what Eugene Melnick is doing this year, how much did Brian Murray shelter us from?
Maybe, yeah.
I think he was shutting down everything that Melnick was trying to do.
Not a bad plan.
Yeah, and then like you've got no one to control him now.
Unfortunately,
which is why I think it's just been insane.
Well, let him get involved with downtown and let him stop.
Well, Eugene Melnick's message to Ottawa fans was to you need to buy more tickets, buy more tickets, and come out and see it. Now contrast that to what the Carolina Hurricanes owner said and said, no, we need to put a better product on the ice and then for people to come.
Was that the new owner or the old one?
That's a new owner.
Yeah,
and that.
That's a new owner going, hi, I just bought this team for $501 million. I need to recoup my investment. Is that what
the sale was?
Yeah, 501.
No, but he didn't say, you need to buy and come out and see me. He says, no, fans deserve to see a good team. We need to put together a good team here.
It's the exact same thing that Eugene said when he bought the team.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, maybe get back to PR 101.
Or shut your mouth.
Or shut up.
Now, Feisty on Twitter had a great idea. If you want to sell more tickets, maybe you should have a Eugene Melnick dunk tank there and get one. I come out for that.
I think he should just keep his mouth quiet. But
well, he can't. He doesn't know how. The
bottom line is I just don't see changing the coach being a significant... Because you're going to be starting
it's
all over again.
It's because it's the easiest fix. It's because it's the easiest fix.
No, it's the easiest appearance of a fix. It's the easiest thing to do.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I can think of something easier. Just switch the PK and the PP coaches.
Yeah, they tried.
Yeah, jeez. And they made him worse.
Crawford and
like, how are you worse?
Well, you just proved it.
Yeah.
I don't know. But from what you said, I 100% agree with everything that you needed to say. No.
What? What?
Klein endorsed.
No, he's a junior coach. He's a minor league.
He's the coach in Belleville.
Yeah, he's a minor league coach. Minor league and he's
a champion.
He's not
he loves developing players. It's what his passion was, and when he left Binghamton to go to
limitations
he went from Binghamton and was it North Carolina State? I can't remember exactly where he left, and he realized very shortly afterwards, and he said this in an interview, this was the biggest mistake I've ever made. I really want to go back to working in the AHL because I love developing players. And
what about that coach from the Mighty Ducks? Like the movie. Would he be available?
Emilio Estevez?
Yeah. He did good.
Yeah, moving on. Moving on. Do we want to read some email?
Sure.
Let's just forget about the rest of the stuff on our list of things to talk about. Go. Somebody. I don't have him up. My phone is locked.
Bryson St. Denis. Sorry, Bryson. Don't listen to the last name. Race for 31st. Well, did not think that less than a year ago we would have sunk this low. Feels like it's been forever since last year's playoff run. Agreed. I think what hurt the most when we were eliminated is just not knowing when you can ever get back there. And the season is clear evidence of that.
Yep.
You even said that last year.
Oh, when the goal happened, it's like this could be 10 years.
Yeah.
This could be 10 years.
Nah, we've gotten there before, sooner than that. No.
2007 to 2017.
10 years.
Now, there's been a lot of scrutiny over Boucher. Oh, we did it again. Sorry, Bryson, we've ruined your thing. There's been a lot of scrutiny over Boucher and who he deploys in his lineup. And I'm worried at this point, is he purposefully playing underwhelming players like Oduya, Dumont, etc.? Hashtag tank for Darlene.
No, they actually, it's not.
It's fallen for Darlene.
No, Russell.
Appallen for Darlene. There you go.
With the trade deadline approaching, the biggest thing I hope for is just patience for Dorion. I just don't see the point in trading a guy like Hoffman. Agreed. I do think the Sens will be much better next season, so I think the biggest thing getting rid of is the dead weight and do whatever you can to release ourselves of Ryan / Fanuf contracts, but the main issue just starts at the top, you know, hashtag Melnick out. Now, I don't know about you guys, but he honestly makes me feel embarrassed and not want to be a Sens fan, but I can't see myself putting on another jersey. I guess all we can do is wait and hope he sells. And get off my team!
Yep, I agree.
Keep up the great work, guys. Love listening to the podcast, and go Sens go. Yep. Yeah, there's...
Yep, but he's not going anywhere.
Right.
I got rid of...
So at there's least something
not
called...
For 12 to 18 months. At least not
that long. 6 to 12. 6 to 12 for the financing?
Yeah.
Deadline's 12 months.
12 months, but he's not leaving right after that either, I don't think. He'll want to get things started. You know, make sure things are looking good, and then
you just get the rights. Well, get out.
We'll see.
No, once you know the things are all committed, you get out, because if something turns bad or costs more, you don't want to cover that.
Dig up a bone.
There's going to be so many of those dumb things here.
Yep.
Friggin' Ottawa, that's going to shut down for a month.
I have sold.
Unfortunately, it's industrial land that's just really bad.
There'll still be bodies in there.
Oh, yeah. There usually are.
Probably, buried pirate treasure, all kinds of stuff like that.
Every time
they found a skeleton down Metcalf and they're doing the
O-train.
This was years and years ago.
Metcalf? Yeah. O-train? What?
For whatever reason, they're digging down there and they found a skeleton and they blocked off the whole street for like 2 weeks to do their study.
Oh, the underground? Okay. Metcalf with the O-train. Oh, you mean the Confederation line. Okay. Yep. Sorry. Got it.
I sold off all my tickets.
Yeah?
I'm not renewing my season. Tickets. Like I'm this short of being done with the team. Like it's like the TV turns on and I don't really sit there and actively watch it. I just kind of like, okay, like, okay. Less, how they doing?
Yeah,
okay.
Less and less people are going to commit. We've spoken about it before. If you trade Carlson, no one's going to the game.
Oh, if you trade Carlson, like,
honestly, the only
I don't know. It's hard to come back from.
Like, I can't even think of a guy to get for him. Sign and trade for Tavares. Like, maybe that will keep some interest. I can't think of anyone else.
McDavid,
but I just can't see Edmonton do it.
Well, no, they're not going to. No way they're going to.
Auston Matthews for Carlson makes a lot of sense with how they're using him.
Yep.
And the rumors were he's unhappy. He never shows emotion because he's a freaking robot. I don't
know. Okay.
Because we're talking about Auston Matthews to the Sens. Actually, no, that's fine. It's the Erik Karlsson to the Leafs that isn't.
Maybe the Leafs and Sens should have like a patch over, like, kind of like Sons of Anarchy, like.
They trade Karlsson, I'm out. I'm done.
I'm pretty much there.
I'm not doing the tickets. We'll see how. And I'll probably my allegiance will follow him.
You know what we should do? You know, we're having such a terrible record, it's hard to watch the games.
Yep.
We should go see him in Vegas.
Yep.
Are you going?
Yes.
I know you are.
Yeah, he's coming with me. And I am pumped for Portland.
Yeah, why are you going to Portland?
I'm just
going all the way up, never been there.
Oh, okay.
Relaxing after the busy point at work, so I'm going to take like 2.5 weeks off, which I've never done.
Are you driving?
No, flights.
Are you going to get to
Love
Seattle?
My credit card. Yeah, I've already been talking to TJ. So it's Ottawa, Vegas, Portland, Seattle, Vancouver. Meet up with my sister. She's going to take the ferry over with the car. Then we'll go back there and then Nanaimo, Ottawa.
Wow. You're
going to get Vancouver
35,000 points and $329.
For all that?
For all that.
That's not bad.
Never heard of Alaska Airlines, but.
They're not bad.
Fingers crossed. Good.
I have a friend of mine.
Is this plane made out of wood?
I have a friend of mine who lives in Portland and used to use Alaskan quite a bit. And she spoke very highly of them.
Good to know.
Machine gun helicopter.
Oh my God. We're going to go shoot guns again.
Oh,
But you could pay like $3,000. They'll take you up in a helicopter. You can shoot guns out of the helicopter.
Yeah.
This is in Vegas?
Yeah.
In the desert.
And you don't want to go to the Vegas Speedway and drive a supercar.
No.
Oh, yeah.
We're not doing the helicopter.
No.
I do that.
$3,000 to spend on that, you stupid.
No, you can.
I have to pay $1,200 for the hotels for the 2 weeks because I'm like, oh, wait, these things are expensive. I should have looked at this before booking all the flights.
I should have helped you book that, your other parts, because you're paying way too much.
I'm right downtown, though.
Well, okay, then that solves everything. No.
Well, I can cancel them anyway, but
True. Well,
we can take a look. unless you want to do that now on the podcast, because we've just been rambling.
No, let's just get through things and get out of here.
What the hell were we talking about? Oh, yeah.
Trading Carlson.
Yeah, Carlson's out, I'm out. I'll probably still watch on TV, depending on who they get back and all this stuff. But I'm not spending any money on that. And I guarantee you I'm not alone.
Well, I'm sure there would be people.
Hey, who's the top team in the league right now?
That's this weird team that I've never heard of before.
Tampa Bay?
You're going to see them, though.
What the hell?
Hey, $500 million buys you a pretty good team, apparently.
Yeah, but they picked crap, except for their goalie.
The goalie is playing 10 games?
They picked crap.
Because he was hurt?
Yeah.
And you know what? None of this would have happened if Boston didn't waive Malcolm Subban. Because they'd have Calvin Pickard as their backup. And all their goaltendings had to be perfect. Dylan freaking Ferguson's played.
They didn't draft a team. They drafted like...
They drafted futures and like, okay, well, we can pick up James Neal.
Yeah.
And Mark Eric,
what's his name? And Perreault? David Perreault?
Mm-hmm.
What the heck is going on?
These are great pending UFAs. We can swap them out for great picks at the deadline. Uh-oh. Oh,
like, no. When does the clock strike midnight on this team?
First round of the playoffs? Yeah,
even... I don't know. No.
I don't think so.
No, hold on. Wait for it.
I think it actually the clock strikes midnight on this team July 1st. When all these pending UFAs, they suddenly go, we didn't sign
them. They love being there.
Well, if you're winning like that... Has an expansion team
their home,
won the
cup? Okay. Do you know what their home record is?
If you're winning like that and Vegas offers you $4 million a year for 2 years and somewhere else offers you $5 million for four because you've done so well, do you like Vegas that much?
Tax-free state. And they can probably...
Well, yeah.
I think they might actually become a destination team for UFAs.
Possibly.
And the money's... like, there's so much money. They must be just bursting at the seams. You know what their home record is?
Ridiculously good.
19-2-2.
I know it's good.
You haven't lost your second. Well, right now they're second in the league, behind by 1 point because Tampa has 69 points. Nice. And one more game played, but you haven't lost the four games yet.
Double down on that.
It's insane. No one thought this was going to happen.
Nope. But $500 million.
House wins.
It's not bad.
So out of all this.
You're going to see a loss is what you're saying.
Oh, total. Well, I had to remind him, listen, they've only lost two games at home, so that's not going to be good. But if you go with the mindset of at least we have some emotional attachment to the game. Because if I'm watching, like, Nashville, Chicago, I don't care.
Right.
So, at least there's the players that the team that I follow, and I guess cheer for. And you're going to, number one, going to Vegas, which is awesome. And we get to experience that arena, see the in-game and all of that stuff.
Which looks pretty cool from what I've seen.
Yeah, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Today's Wednesday, it's not Friday. God. What a week.
What?
All right. What a week. But yeah.
Should we bring paper bags? Put over our head?
Mm-mm. No, you're not a Habs fan. should we save Adam's email for next time? Because it's a great, it's an interesting exercise, but we're all running out of gas.
Yeah.
Sure. It's a great email, believe me.
And CB Inc., thank you for the diary of email that you sent with little summaries of all sorts of things that got on. It's far too long to read, but we tried to at least address a few of the things that were in it throughout the podcast tonight. Quick, anything grinding your gears? I have a couple of these. I'll be quick with them, but I do have a couple of them.
You know what really grinds my gears?
I was waiting for that. I don't know if you guys have any. I have a couple. They're very quick, I promise. It's people, when you're in a grocery store and someone is looking at something, but they keep pushing their cart in a straight line and they bump into you and then they're looking at you going like, you're in their way.
Well, you are.
That really bugs me because I had it happen twice to me last week that I'm standing still watching this person walk towards me, pushing their cart directly at me while their head is swiveled more than 90 degrees to the right looking at something. So I stood there and made sure it wouldn't hurt me when it bumped into me. But it bumped into me and looked around and went, basically gave me the get out of the way face and was just about to open their mouth. And I said, ah, before you speak, it might help if you were looking where you were going.
How do you not get knifed?
Well, she looked at me and was sort of indignant, but suddenly realized, like, this little light bulb went on and went,
oops, my bad.
He's right. And the other thing that really grinds my gears, which happened to me last week, was people who clog up the aisles in front of the sample stations at Costco because they really have to sit there and wait for their little tiny sample, which won't be ready for 5 minutes, but they have to leave their cart in the middle of the aisle and stand there and do something on their phone while they're waiting. Rather than, I don't know, go around the corner. Go around the corner, park out of the way.
I never do those samples anyway.
Most of the time I don't, but it's just the, I'm trying to get past you and you're looking at your phone while standing in the middle of an aisle. And if I ask you to get out of the way, you become indignant.
Yep. Like, ooh, peanut butter toast. I've never had that before.
Yes. Oh, an Eggo. Oh, I don't know what those are like. Let me try a frozen waffle.
Milk. Try milk.
I hear they're really good. Do you have some butter? All right, let's try that too. Maybe some crackers.
Frozen goat.
Yeah.
How many of those do you think they sell?
They sell frozen goats now? I've seen the frozen lambs. I haven't seen the frozen goats.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, it's lamb. Same thing.
If I had a big enough barbecue, I'd buy one of those bad boys and cook her up because I'm a big fan of lamb. Anyway, anything grinding your gears? I mean, other than the Ottawa Senators and everything we've
been... No, they don't grind my gears anymore. I've given up.
Everything we've been bitching about for the past hour and however long.
Oh, it's fine. It is what it is. It's set your small goals. We didn't even talk about this. This is a preseason, in my opinion.
A preseason?
Preseason.
We got some must lose games against Buffalo.
Get ready to see who should be at camp next year.
And figure out what to do with the ones you don't want, mm-hmm. either at the trade deadline or in the offseason.
Yeah. Shedding salary, especially if you're waiting for trade deadline, you're going to shed salary. What? For what?
For futures.
I'd also immediately sign Matt Duchene when I have the chance.
I'm liking him.
Yep. But also, with it, you can probably get him pretty cheap right now.
Yeah.
Listen, you're making six. You're 6.5.
For how many years?
6, 8. I'm not going to be here. I'm not going to be here.
Well, you see, that's why we have...
You want no trade? You want a bonus or you get traded? You get $20 million? Sure. I don't care.
That's why we have the contracts we're trying to deal with now. Perpetuate the problem just with different player names on the sweater.
But the way I'll pay you those 1-1-1-1-1-40.
What is that? a year bonus.
Now that you're not allowed to do because no year can be less than half of the top year.
Yes. All right. Year to come. There are games.
Year to come.
Yeah.
The rate we're going, that's about right.
It's about right. The months to come, the weeks to come, the games to come.
All right.
We only have one more until the... Yeah.
No, hold on. Yeah.
All-Star.
Thank you. My brain is hurt.
Who's going for the Senators?
Carlson. Stone.
Of course.
Should have been Stone.
Yes.
It's in Dallas? No. That's the draft.
Tampa. And Tampa's overloaded. Granted, they've been so good. So good.
It just means they'll be more tired afterwards.
Yeah, because they try real hard.
You can't hear that eye roll. I just realized that you guys can see it, but nobody else can hear it.
Playing the All-Star game, coming back from Sweden, even though Colorado was 2 hours further, and Colorado's in a playoff spot.
10-game winning streak.
Montreal ruined it. Which I'm like, good, Montreal won. Get ahead of us.
Games to come because we
tomorrow at home versus the Boston Bruins. We're gonna get creamed, then a well-deserved 4-day All-Star break.
Whew. In Aruba,
January 30th against Carolina. We'll probably be back after that. 2-game recap.
That'd be quick. 2-game recap and
they sucked and then they really sucked.
When is the trade deadline?
February 26th, I think, which is a Monday. So the game we're going to really doesn't matter.
Oh, it'll be after that, won't it?
It's going to be after that.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's the week. When are you going?
March 1st, we leave.
Ah, okay. I'm hoping to be up at the cottage that weekend and hoping there might be some freaking snow on the ground by then.
so we can go on a little tour.
Yeah, I'll just reach out a little bit more. At home, this is kind of nice, though, because every Thursday we're going to have a game at home. Thursday, the first, Anaheim. Then in Philly for an afternoon game, so we got to complain about that. And then
afternoon game on a Friday?
Saturday.
Oh.
Then back-to-back against Montreal.
In Montreal?
In Montreal.
So an afternoon game Saturday, evening game Montreal Sunday.
Nope, afternoon game. Both 1 o'clock starts.
Wow.
Oh, coach is going to be plenty pissed, but he's got 5 excuses for it. Well, it's hard to prepare, you know, when you start at 1 o'clock the previous day, and then you got a back-to-back, and then you got to travel from Philadelphia to Montreal. Decided to walk it because rest is a weapon.
March.
Who knows if we'll be back by then. Should be.
Beware.
This has been ridiculous.
Yeah, we do.
Otherwise, we'll be back for a season recap. No, I do apologize for not being able to record earlier.
Our schedules are just stupid compared to the early years. Our schedules are just absolutely insane. Like our personal schedule.
Fourth year in my role is terrible.
Insane.
Hey, do you want to come in? Yes. Do you want to come in? Yes. Do you want to come in? Yes. Uh-oh.
What have I done?
Yeah. Last 3 weeks, I've seen 23% of my clients. I'm supposed to see them once a year.
Yikes. That'll do it. That'll
not well planned.
Anything else?
Nope.
Okay. Quick housekeeping just to close, because I keep forgetting to do this lately. podcast@sensecomps.com is the email address. We'll get to Adam's email the next time we're together, but in the meantime, us stuff. Yeah, it's a very good email, which should be quite interesting to talk about. Forums@sensecomps.com. Always entertaining if the game is bad, which they seem to be a lot lately. If you're having a bad day, just go to the game forums. There are some inside jokes that fly around there from time to time, but quite frankly, it's at least entertaining to have something to do other than just watch the game. And the waiver wire, you can always leave us a voicemail at 1-844-SCU-6565. We don't know when we're going to be back. We keep saying that. But in the meantime, hope 2018 is better for you folks. I know we're a 12th of the way into it, but hope that 2018 is better than your 2017 was. I'm certainly hoping for that for me. You know, it wasn't terrible, but I'd like a better 2018 than 2017.
I had a good 2017. Awesome.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, you did okay.
Apparently, most people didn't know. So,
yeah,
I've been hearing that a lot.
It wasn't.
We live
terrible.
In a Donald Trump world. Look at that.
I say 2017.
Yeah. 2016 was friggin' brutal.
2016 was terrible. 2017 was better. I just like 2018 to be better still. That's all.
There you go.
Incremental, incremental betterness.
Who could not agree to that?
There we go.
Back to backs. That's not going to happen.
Thanks. On behalf of Pan and Cardinal, I'm Canuck. Thank you very much for listening. Good night.
See ya.
You're not Canuck. You're Cardinal.
I am. That's right. I'm Cardinal.
But if you close your eyes, does it almost feel like nothing changed at all?